Chapter 20. May 9th of year 19. Eve. The wait at the control room seems longer this time. Is this due to the fact that she has stopped expecting surprises around every corner? Or is it her exhaustion, which seems to stretch the distance? The sensor unit obediently walks ahead. When Eve takes a break, it stops as well. Now and then the display of her universal device flickers. The battery seems to be almost empty. She should worry about how to recharge it, but it's not really worth it. By now she knows the path from the control room to the sleeping chambers, and she can't contact anyone with the device anyways. So what does she need it for? To tell the time. But why does it matter anymore what time it is on Earth? Eve notices that she has slowed down. She pulls herself together and consciously takes one step after the other. She has water and some more food, thanks to what she'd left in her backpack, and there is air here anyways, so she's going to last a while longer, even though it is meaningless. Don't they say the path is the destination? Such aphorisms never helped her before, but now she has nothing else to cling to. Eve briefly leans against the wall and closes her eyes. She might as well collapse and go to sleep now. She's tired enough for it. Yet after 2 minutes, she feels drawn to the control center. It is as if she still has a task to fulfill. Perhaps there's a deep death wish hidden behind it. It sounded as if something or someone is waiting for her at the destination. If it is a living being and not a machine, it probably won't be in a good mood, judging from the scream. She opens her eyes again and continues walking. The rustling sound tells her that the sensor unit is also going forward. 5 minutes later, the corridor gets wider and curves toward the right. There's a second corridor coming from the left. This must be the spot where she and the ISU parted ways earlier. Is that the reason the ISU stopped? The ISU no longer makes that rustling sound. Eve looks at the floor while she's going around the corner so that she won't step on her little friend. It stands right beyond the curve. It is turned around, and a red light is blinking. Eve stops in amazement at what she sees. She is so shocked that her whole body starts to tremble. She stares wide-eyed at the alien. It is a frog, and it is alive. It looks huge, even at a distance of 5 meters. Its body is more than 2 meters tall and almost as wide. A giant eye with a black pupil is staring at her. Its very stature is terrifying, but the frog also holds an object in strong-looking arms. Something that definitely looks like a weapon, aimed directly at her. Eve feels dizzy because her heart is beating so fast. She has to steady herself with one hand against the wall. She hopes the creature won't interpret this as an aggressive action, but she can't help it. Without support from the wall, she will fall. The alien's weapon twitches back and forth, but there's no bang. The muzzle, from which a kind of spear protrudes, is still pointing at her. Eve is about to panic. She tries to calm down, but the thing is so menacing that she doesn't run away, only because she knows she would inevitably stumble over her own feet due to her fright. And she doesn't really stand a chance. All she has to do is look at the huge muscular legs of the alien. The creature would reach her with only 2 or 3 steps. Is it male or female? Or perhaps the species does not have sexes, or is more than 2? And where did its head go? There's a gap between the points where the arms join the torso, as if there's something missing. It feels good to distract herself with useless questions. Eve is starting to calm down. The extraterrestrial does not attempt to get any closer. It is obviously not trying to kill her right away, since that would have happened already. It probably wants to dissect her and needs her to be whole, and that weapon does not look as if it would leave its prey in one piece. How should she react? Does the creature even recognize her as an intelligent being? To the alien, she would appear to be about the size of a German shepherd in comparison to her. If they had encountered dog-sized beings here on Proxima B, would they have believed them to be intelligent? She has to do something that the alien definitely cannot interpret as an attack. Yet even among humans, there can be many misunderstandings. What if raising an arm should be seen as a sign to attack, rather than as a greeting? The extraterrestrial probably would not have a particularly high opinion of her. He saw his dead comrade in the sleeping chamber, and most likely noticed already that a giant object is racing toward the planet, which is no coincidence. In addition, it should have noticed the destroyed corridor on the way here. How would she react to a being that threatens her friends, her house, and her world? The alien would need the patience of a saint not to be angry at her.
Korzukan, Lakarlak, Tiha, Tiha!
The extraterrestrial screams a phrase into the corridor that could mean anything. A threat? A greeting? Or something else entirely? Should she fall on her knees and surrender? Or does the creature simply expect an answer? At least it has tried to use words instead of firing the weapon. That's a good sign. What should she reply? As the creature probably won't understand her, it does not really matter. I don't understand, she says as loud as she can. Ho-ha! The alien advances half a step. You'd better not do that, she thinks. The previous distance was just fine. Couldn't we maintain that distance? She moves backward. Please don't come any closer, she calls, not quite as loud. The weapon is still pointed at her. Is she mistaken, or did the alien raise it slightly and place one of its three fingers close to a button on the side? She must not get hysterical now. It'd be very nice if you could lower your weapon. She raises her open palms and tries to sound convincing. Yet the extraterrestrial does not react. If only Marchenko were here with her. He surely could act as an interpreter. Well, no. How would he be able to do that? He can't do magic or read minds. Ho-ha! The alien comes closer again. She will have to decide. If she drops to the ground now, the alien will either kill her, interpreting this action as an attack, or she would be completely in its power. She cannot even imagine what it would do to her. Should she try to flee? Let us talk, she says, but please don't come any closer. She raises her palms to show she is unarmed. However, the creature either does not care or interprets this as an invitation. The distance shrinks to 2.5 meters, no more than 2 steps. If the alien wants to, it could grab her in a second.
What us located there?
What did it say? Was that supposed to be English? Of course. The central room must have cameras that record everything. The alien used them to try to learn her language. This also means, though, that it knows about everything and considers her the destroyer of its people. Justifiably so. No sentient being could simply ignore that. If the alien gets its hands on her, she will be in deep trouble, no matter how progressive and interested it might be. And she might as well end her own life. She knows what is going to happen. If she flees, the alien will point its weapon at her and pull the trigger. But a quick, terrible ending would be better. She turns around and runs as fast as she can. She enters the other corridor. Her heart pumps blood through her vessels, and she feels alive like never before, even though death is hot on her heels, or maybe because of it. Behind her, she hears a loud rumbling sound, followed by a terrifying scream. She runs. She leaps into darkness. The scream pursues her, but there's no patter of feet, and no spear zooms through the air to pierce her body. She keeps fleeing and fleeing, and the farther she gets, the more she feels she got away with it once again. Her burning lungs tell her she is alive, her aching legs prove it, and so does the fear in her mind. There's no longer a pursuer, but she keeps on running nevertheless. The path leads downward, allowing her to maintain her speed even though she's getting weaker. Sweat covers her skin, dripping as she runs. She whines loudly, but does not stop until the path ends in a large room traversed by a thick pipe. Eve holds on to the pipe. She is wheezing and about to collapse, but she keeps upright with her last remaining strength. She has made it, at least for the time being. From the corner of her eye, she sees something familiar. She shakes her head. Please, no excitement, she thinks. But life does not respect her request. She realizes what she is looking at. It is a pressure suit, human-sized. The helmet visor has been broken into many small splinters, and next to the suit, there is a spreading puddle of dark, almost brown blood. But on the helmet, she can see the four letters A-D-A-M.